This is our operation. And you can see this 26, 27 acres of grapes.
Next to tobacco and hay fields in southern Jefferson County, Jerry Kushner runs Broad Run Winery. Kushner opened Broad Run 15 years ago after spending more than 20 years growing and selling grapes in Kentucky.
When we started our winery, there were three wineries in Kentucky, and they all started the same year. And now there's roughly 50. They just pop up all the time now.
They're popping up in part because the University of Kentucky has been helping tobacco farmers turn their fields into vineyards. It's a program UK viticulture specialist Con Couturel says has been very successful.
It's one of the fastest growing states in the union. From like 90 acres of commercial vineyards, we have surpassed 700 acres in a matter of 3 years. I think we will top out around 1,500 acres by 2015.
You know, everybody's talking about replacing tobacco with grapes. Well, that's a wonderful idea on paper. And it would be wonderful if it could happen.
Jeff Tatman used to grow tobacco. Now he makes wine at Felicia in downtown Louisville. He says a lot of the new vineyards in Kentucky grow American-style grapes, which in his view results in second-class wine.
A lot of people, I think, in the state have rushed into American variety grapes. It's just that, you know, no matter how much lipstick you put on a pig, you've still got a pig.
Jerry Kushner agrees. He laments the fact that UK encourages farmers to grow domestic grapes instead of the more sought-after European varieties.
They claim they're more delicate and this and that, but we've never lost any of those and had the others survive, so we feel that they're just as easy to grow and in some places easier. In fact, for years, University of Kentucky people said, well, we're growing up here is impossible to grow, and we've been growing them for 26 years.
Kushner says Kentucky has a climate and soil suited for European breeds. The state was once the site of America's first commercial vineyard and was a leader in grape production prior to Prohibition.
We can grow a perfectly balanced grape. In other words, its pH is in the ideal range, its sugar's in the ideal range, its acid's in the ideal range, provided we don't have too much rain.
Kushner says the European grapes make better wine, and wine is where the real money is for grape growers.
And when you take the grapes and convert it to wine, you can add anywhere from 8 to 15 times, even maybe higher than that value.
Stereotypes about Kentucky make it difficult for Kushner to get the full value from his crop. He says he realized this when a Chicago expert took a bottle of his Broad Run wine to the West Coast.
He took some of the wine out to California to have some people taste it out there, and they loved it, and because it was a blind tasting. And then when he showed them it came from Kentucky, they said, well, the wine was good, but it didn't come from Kentucky. So Kentucky has a tremendous image problem.
Kushner thinks high-quality wine production and state support will fix that image. But Kentucky's in a budget crunch, and vineyards take about 5 years to start turning out quality wine from European grapes. In the meantime, Louisville winemaker Jeff Tatman says local vineyards should aim for the tourism market.
That's going to be the biggest angle for Kentucky wineries. A lot of people love to go out to the wineries and walk around through the vines, and you can sell a lot of wine right at the point, you know, right at that point. And I think that's going to be the angle the Kentucky wineries really need to take.
Kentucky law prohibits the sale of wine in grocery stores. So for Tatman's urban winery, on-site sales are key.
You know, I'm not even thinking about the other Kentucky wineries. I mean, because you've got a liquor store every 8 or 10 blocks. So my competition is Australia and California and Europe and, you know, Argentina, you name it.
Winemakers have been pushing for a bill that would allow wine sales in grocery stores, which Kushner says would give him and other small producers a boost.
You know, the more outlets you have, the more wine you're going to sell. We'd have at least between 400 and 700 more outlets if we could sell it in the grocery stores.
But even if wine could be sold in grocery stores, it still wouldn't be legally available to many Kentuckians. 54 of the state's 120 counties are dry. For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.